This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 4th. I'm Paul Plack. Piper has announced that its president, John Becker, will be leaving the company December 1st to pursue other career opportunities. He's been with Piper 20 years, but president just 5 months. The FAA has proposed an airworthiness directive that could affect almost 42,000 Pipers. The AD would require inspection and, if needed, repair of a control wheel shaft joint, which could separate in flight. NASA has awarded education grants to 5 institutions serving minorities to develop innovative projects in support of higher education teaching and learning in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or the STEM subjects. AOPA expects 2,000 aircraft and 10,000 members to descend on its summit in Tampa now through Saturday. Mooney is closing out 2009 with 2.99 financing and other specials it'll be promoting at AOPA Summit. Constant Aviation says it will seek an STC to allow AirCell high-speed internet to be installed on the Embraer Legacy, Gulfstream 4, Citation 10, Beachjet, and Piaggio Avanti. Continental's move from the SkyTeam Alliance to the Star Alliance last week involved training employees, adapting policies, and physically moving its operations at 11 airports. A civilian who was on a ride-along with South Africa's Silver Falcons display team reached out to grab something to steady himself after an aerobatic maneuver and chose the eject handle. And Mama Bird Johnson, who still manages the Moore Mural Airport in Morristown, Tennessee, turns 100 years old today. Look at me, I'm Willard Scott all of a sudden. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I get to ask aerial photographer James Cavanaugh all about his profession. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.